Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, June the 12th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Three of Wands, and this one is from the Urban Tarot by artist Robin Scott. You can find this deck available through US Game Systems, and it really has a unique, modern-day, relatable imagery that you may very well like with many of the cards. The last time we saw this card was the 1st of May, and I see some of you have made a little bit of progress, you know, like you're trying to move toward the future, trying to make those changes, trying to plan for them. This is where the cards seem to finally be turning a little bit, okay? I know the last couple days, some of them, everybody was like, you know, they actually avoid them when they don't look as pleasant. But I don't think they were meant to be bad. They were meant to show that, you know, you get so far and then you begin. And that's where you're at. You're getting very close to the beginning of something here. And I like that. Doesn't mean it's all easy, but there's definitely a change that wants to come in. This is a card of progress and planning. And very often, like, when you look at it on certain cards with the images, you think of it as your ship is coming in, but it's still a little ways out, right? It's not quite here yet, but you know it's coming. That, you know, in and of itself, to me, gives people hope, which is a good thing. Now, today we start off with a Scorpio moon, which, of course, is intense and passionate and will prod you toward, you know, looking to the future, how to make your changes and what to do. And it isn't in Scorpio all day, but for the major bulk of it. And while it's there, it's going to square Saturn in Aquarius. It's going to trine Neptune in Pisces. It's going to sextile Pluto in Capricorn. And then lastly, it opposes Mercury in Taurus before moving into, you know, Sagittarius. I think that you'll like the Sagittarius energy much better, you know, because it does seek to improve your outlook and broaden your horizons. And I think that you may feel that this card comes into play more at that time, which is, I'm going to say, like around dinner time here, than perhaps during the day, because I get the sense from, you know, the aspects that are here that, you know, there's almost like being reminded of what is wrong, what's holding you back, that kind of a thing. You know, with Saturn, sometimes you can have sad moments. They don't last. Moon aspects don't last very long at all. So, you know, if you're ever feeling a certain way and it's just, you know, a moon aspect, no, it won't last. And, you know, your mood is bound to change sometime soon. So you got a little bit of everything going on here. But I like the fact that we're going to see in the coming days the cards improving. And I also see them lining up with the predictions that I have been giving to my subscribers, okay? And you're probably thinking, well, I subscribe. I'm watching on TikTok or I'm watching on, you know, wherever, YouTube. But there are special areas where you can go and join. And you can get a YouTube membership. You can go to my website and all that. And I do lengthier readings. And I have been talking about this time frame right here. Like, we're coming up to the full moon. It's going to be in 2 days in Sagittarius. Yeah, so I imagine you'd be feeling all kinds of ways in the next couple days. But I also think that there is a spark of motivation that wants to come in and help you, right? So however you're feeling today, however intense it may seem, know that it's going to change. Know that in the predictions that I've given specific dates, time frames, when these changes can be seen, when action can be taken, and they can be very useful in planning your strategy. So that's a lot of what needs to be going on today. Kind of looking toward where you need to head and figuring out just where that might be. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.